माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन जारे यमुना तीरावन जारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर श्री राधे जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद नितई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितई गौर हरि बोल लीला प्रभु से ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस वैराजिकाचार्य ज्येष्ठोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमाभित्र नारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की राधा दामोदर जी की कृष्ण बलराम जी की श्री गौरताय की प्रहलाद नृसिंह देव की समवेत भक्तवृंद की पिताय घोर ब्रह्मानंद ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटर 2 चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटल्ड with Purusha Shukta confirmed. So text number 6. This is very unusual text today. Just, I would say it's a half shloka, half of the text. In the commentary I was looking at it, whereas Sridhar Swami mixed this with the next verse. Next verse has a okay, yeah, so this becomes a 3 lines. But everybody else commented on this as one independent shloka, whereas Sridhar Swami mixes it with the other one, next one. So, text number 6. Bahavo lokapalanam prayasa kshema karmanam बाहवो लोकपालानां प्रायश क्षेम कर्मणां प्लीज चैंट बाहवो लोकपालानां प्रायश क्षेम कर्मणां short and easy. Okay. So, Bahavah arms, lokapalanam, of the governing deities of the planets, the demigods. Prayasah, almost always, kshema karmanam, of those who are leaders and protectors of general mass. Is a mass or a mess? Mess. Does that sound like a messing up? It's a mess. Mass. Okay. Translation. The Lord's arms are the productive fields for the great demigods and other leaders of the living entities who protect the general mass. Am I right? Mass. Yeah, okay, thank you. Purport. This important verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is corroborated by nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita, text chapter 10, text number 41 and 42, as follows. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tat tat eva bhagat sattvam mamate jonsa sambhavam. Athava bahunaitena kim jatena tavarjuna vishtavyahamidam krishnam ekansena sito jaga. So following is not the translation of these two verses. Prabhupada put these two verses here. So there are many powerful kings, leaders, learned scholars, scientists, artists, engineers, inventors, excavators, archaeologists, industrialists, politicians, economists, business magnates, and many more powerful deities or demigods like Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Surya, Varuna, and Maruts, who are all protecting the interest of the universal affair of maintenance in different positions, and all of them are different powerful parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. That's a long sentence. For me, I'm already swearing. The Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, is the father of all living entities who are placed in different high and low positions according to their desires of aspirations. According to their desires or aspirations. Some of them, as particularly mentioned above, are specifically endowed with powers by the will of the Lord. A sane person must know for certain that a living being, however powerful he may be, is neither absolute nor independent. All living beings must accept the origin of their specific power as mentioned in this verse. And if they are accordingly, if they act accordingly, then, simply by discharging their respective occupational duty, they can achieve the highest perfection of life, namely eternal life, complete knowledge, and inexhaustible blessings. Inexhaustible blessings. As long as the powerful men of the world do not accept the origin of their respective powers, namely the personality of Godhead, the actions of Maya, illusion, will continue to act. The actions of Maya are such that a powerful man, misled by the illusory material energy, wrongly accepts himself as all in all and does not develop God consciousness. As such, the false sense of egoism, namely myself and mine, has become overly prominent in the world, and there is a hard struggle for existence in human society. The intelligence class of men, therefore, must admit the Lord as the ultimate source of all energies and thus pay tribute to the Lord for his good blessings. Simply by accepting the Lord as the supreme proprietor of everything, proprietor of everything, since he is actually so, one can achieve the highest perfection of life. Whatever a person may be, Whatever a person may be in the estimation of the social order of things, if a person tries to incorporate a feeling of love, toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and satisfied with the blessings of the Lord, he will at once feel the highest peace of mind for which he is hankering after life after life. Peace of mind, or in other words, the healthy state of mind, can be achieved only when the mind is situated in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The parts and parcels of the Lord are endowed with specific powers for rendering service unto the Lord, just as a big business magnate's son, sons are empowered with specific powers of administration. The embodied son, obedient. Thank you. The obedient son of the father never goes against the will of the father, and therefore passes life very peacefully in concurrence with the head of the family, the father. Similarly, the Lord, being the father, all living beings should fully and satisfactorily discharge the duty and will of the father as faithful sons. This very mentality will at once bring peace and prosperity to human society. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. I find hard time to read the long purports. I like the short purports and explain based on that. But anyway, this is the Srila Prabhupada's what's called transcendental expressions. So we are blessed to read all this. So the short verse again. Bahavo lokapalanam prayasaha kshema karmanam. The Lord's arms are the productive fields for the great demigods and other leaders of the living entities who protect the general mass. So, so in this this topic here is being described by Lord Brahma himself to his son Narada Muni, and Sukadeva Goswami is talking to Parikshit Maharaj. Okay, so last so many days I have been thinking of what to speak about it, what to speak, and purport is very long. But anyway, as I woke up this morning, I wanted to go to Mangalarati, and I thought, let me think about it a little bit more. So, so I didn't come to Mangalarati, since this is a Kartik, and I wanted to attend almost every day, if possible. So I sat down to think about it, and then I came out with a few other thoughts. And basically, this verse actually relates to the previous chapter where it was said that the Lord, the Virata Purusha, the universal Lord, universal form. Above the in essence, at the end of the chapter, it says that above his waist is the upper planetary system, and the below the waist is the lower planetary system. The middle part is this planet, where we are so fortunate. And so, and then, so Srila Prabhupada mentions that the creation is an evolutionary process. It doesn't come out exactly, you know, like the modern scientist or everybody else says that by chance. How things can happen by chance? Nothing can happen by chance. One friend invited his friend to his house, and so this friend was a devotee. The other friend was non-devotee. He was very much believing his scientist fellows that everything comes from nowhere by chance, right? By chance. So this friend invited this friend to come his to come to his house for dinner. So purposely he planned it in such a way that he made very nice artwork and sat in another separate room. So after the dinner, you know, have a nice time. So they spent night. In the morning, when he opened, when they woke up, he opened that room and he said, "You know, I just found this great artwork. I would like to show you." So he brought his friend and he admired the artwork, so nice, so wonderful, so beautiful, you know, looking. And said, "So how this came? Who made it? Who made this?" So this friend says, "Well, you know, this everything comes by chance. So this by chance it appeared here. By chance, the whole artwork appeared in my room." "So now, what are you talking about? You know, how can by chance come? By chance, you know, this." So he explained, you know, as you said, by chance that whole world is created. By chance, if this little artwork cannot be overnight by chance, so now you can think how the whole, you know, the creation have come upon by chance. No, there is somebody always behind who have been working for so long to make this artwork complete, like our Pushkar Prabhu does, spend so much time to make the art. See, you can see such beautiful pictures around the temple walls. So it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy, lots of focus. So the creation is a great subject, and it's many times it does not it's not understood. I cannot understand. I go through this, these chapters, these topics, and I can't understand how these things are happening. As we are younger, and in the philosophy classes, we used to learn the short sutras, how the creation came. So we learned that akashat vayuhu, there is an ether, right? A space. So from the space, the vayu, wind or air is generated. From the space, the air is generated. Okay, so vayu ragni, from the air, the fire is generated. And agni rapa, from fire, the water produced. And from water, the prithvi, the whole surface of the earth has appeared. How that appeared, I still don't know. Maybe Mahatma Prabhu can explain, or Prana Govinda Prabhu. So these are the very basic sutras that we have learned in our childhood. And then I still think how that's going to happen. And this is the mystery of creation. How is going to happen? And even great sages like Shaunaka Rishi, he's listening from Shruta Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj is hearing from Shukadev Goswami. Shaunaka ji, he is hearing from Shruta Goswami. And he goes on saying all this, and this creation is going all the way to the, you know, end of the 10th chapter of this canto. And then at that time, he said, "Okay, I told you this part so much. Now I will tell you how this creation was done in Padmakalpa." And every millennium has a name. So next, which one is this kalpa? Padmakalpa, Prana Govinda Prabhu? This is Padmakalpa or this next one?
Padmakalpa is next.
Yeah, so Śrūta Gosvāmī is saying, I will tell you about Padmakalpa. Shaunaki is saying, oh my God, this is so, I can't digest it. my dear Śrūtaji, you have told us about Vidur. He left Hastinapur and he went to the pilgrimage and he came back again. Please tell us about that. We heard Vidur is very pure devotee and somehow is connected to Krishna, Krishna's pastime. So we would like to hear that. So he immediately changed the topic in third canto, and Śrūta Gosvāmī talks about Hastinapur and how Vidur came back and talking about a pure devotee. Yeah. Talk about pure devotee, and that's how we can relate to Krishna, how Krishna is so merciful to a pure devotee. And then, so it's a creation is a very big topic, and you need a big philosopher or scientist to understand this topic pretty well. We hear something from Brahma Samhita, how things came up. In the previous chapter, text number 37, it is mentioned that the Brahmanas came forth from the mouth of the Virat Purusha. And Kshatriyas are his arms, and Vaisyas are his thighs, and the Shudras are his feet. And the same thing is corroborated in Vedic mantra also. Brahmano shyamukhamashi bahu rajanya kritaha uru tadasya yad vaishya padvyam shudro ajayata. And this is called Purusha Sukta, which describes synopsis. Purusha Sukta describes the Virat Purusha, how he creates in very summarized way. And Purusha Sukta you can find in Rig Veda and Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and I think it's also in Atharva Veda, somewhat. It is there. In four Vedas, it is mentioned. And Purusha Sukta is mentioned in 10th canto that the devatas, when they went to invoke the Lord's blessings, Lord's mercy, Lord's incarnation, so they prayed to the Lord with the Purusha Sukta, and the Lord was so pleased, and he immediately responded to them. So Purusha Sukta is very powerful or very very pleasing items among the Vedas to the Lord. So like that, so that's what here we are talking about today. The Bahavo Lokapalanam Prayasho Kshema Karmanam. So Bahava, the arms, represent the Kshatriya class of society. The Kshatriyas. So the Prabhupada, and that's my purport in the previous chapter, he talks about so much about the Brahmanas, how Brahmanas' duty is to preach the science of God, science of Krishna, and train everybody else in this process, in the science of Krishna consciousness. And similarly, the Kshatriyas are the Bahu, Bahava, the arms of the Lord. So they have a responsibility of ruling over or doing management, rule over. Just like the kings, those who are, and we hear from Bhagavatam, the great Rajarshis, the kings being a manager or the ruler of the country, at the same time is being a devotee. So those are called Rajarshis, Raja Rishi. So many Rajarshis. How they, and famous of them is King Ambarish, who's been sovereignty, what's called sovereign king, Sarvabhauma king. At the same time, he is fully dedicated in the service of Krishna, fully dedicated in the Navada Bhakti. All his senses are engaged in the service of Krishna and thinking Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Krishna. So in this way, the Kshatriyas are being presented and Kshatriyo hi prajarakshan. In Bhagavad Gita, one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada writes, what is the duties of Kshatriya? Kshatriyo hi prajarakshan, shastrapani pradandayan, nirjitya parashanyati, kshitim dharmena palaye. Kshatriya should protect his citizens. And shastrapani, he have always the weapon in his hand, just in case any rogues and thieves come. Shastrapani, pradandayan. And if they appear in the country doing mischievous things, then the king's duty is to punish them. And nirjitya parashanyadi, if anybody attacks, any neighboring country would come and attack, then go and fight them and defeat them. And then, kshitim dharmena palayat, in this way, kshatriya should protect the kingdom. Not only kingdom, kshitim, the whole earth, the surface of earth, should be ruled by kshatriyas, based on the codes of conduct of dharma, dharmena palayat, according to dharma. So in the same purpose, Srila Prabhupada talks about brahmanas, and he talks about kshatriyas, and he talks about also the vaishyas. Vaishyas also leader. Brahmanas are leader in terms of the religious, to teach them what is dharma, teach the society or the general people how to be attached to Krishna. And kshatriyas are ruling power who can rule the country, and at the same time they should encourage citizens to become Krishna's devotee, to follow the directions of the Lord. And vaishyas are also leaders of society, since they are the main economy generating figures. The vaishyas have the duties of what they do business, make lots of money, and they have responsibility of protecting cows. Krishi goraksha vanijyam, and agriculture. Agriculture, cow protection, and business. These are three things vaishya is leading for. So in this way, he has so many projects like this. So he can utilize the other fourth class of society, which are worker classes. So in this way, when a business person, Vaishya, opens his business, so many people can get job in that. So in this way, they are three different types of leaders: the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. So in this, the creation is coming out of Lord Narayana. And this is mentioned in the 10th chapter. Later on, there is a causal ocean, right? We know the Karanadakshayi Vishnu. The causal ocean, when the Lord is lying down there, because the water is coming out of the Lord, out of the body of the Lord. So therefore, this water is called Nara. And in that Nara, the person who lies down in that water and relax for so many years, thousands of years, therefore he is called Narayana. The Nara, Ayana. Nara is Ayana of one who... So that is called Narayana. The personality who lies down, who has this shelter, who has taken shelter of this water that came from him. Narayana. And this is also described, and Jiva Goswami, when he, for the pleasure of the Lord, Chaitanya, Jiva Goswami compiled Harinamrita Vyakaranam. And in that, for the very first sutra, he makes like this: Narayana Udbhuto Yam Varnakramaha. The series of syllables the alphabet what we read, either you read A, B, C, D, or ka, ka, ga, ga, whatever these. So these all came from the mouth of Lord Narayana. Narayanad udbhutoyam varnakrama. And so in that, the commentary also given in that, why Narayana is given, first of all. Because in the introduction of Harinamrita Vyakaranam, Jiva Goswami says, for what reason we are making this Harinamrita Vyakaranam? He says, Krishnam upasitum asya srajamiva nama valim tanavai tvaitam vitare desha tat sahityadija modam. So Harinamrita Vyakaranam, the grammar, as you know, grammar is very dry subject. Your teacher is explaining one sutra, disciples are sleeping. It's so dry. So Jiva Goswami said, we will not have this grammar so dry, because while learning grammar, we'll worship Krishna. We'll think of Krishna. So Krishna upasitam asya. The purpose of this treatise, the Harinamrita Vyakaranam, is to worship Krishna. Think of Krishna. How? While explaining each word, each and every rules of grammar, we'll think of Krishna. How we'll do? So it goes like that. So Narayanad Udbhutoyam, first of all the alphabets came from Lord Narayana. So Lord Narayana is mentioned there. So and then he explains what is Narayana, like this. So Lord Narayana, because all humans are called Nara. And the Lord is only the shelter of the whole humanity. Therefore he is Narayana. And there are so many meanings. The Narayana, as it says in Bhagavatam, the Lord lies down in the causal ocean, causal ocean of the water. So therefore he is Narayana, and like that. So he is Narayana, he is the ultimate shelter of everyone. And in that there is also says that Krishna and Narayana, there is no different. Krishna's name is Narayana, of course. Krishna's one name is Narayana. It's not that this Narayana is different than Krishna. Krishna's name is Narayana, therefore he is Narayana. Krishnam Narayanam Vande, Krishnam Vande Prajapriyam, Krishnam Dvaipayanam Vande, Krishnam Vande Prithashutam. There are four different Krishna are mentioned. Krishnam Narayanam, Narayan is Krishna, or Krishna is Narayan, and another Krishna is Vyasadeva is Krishna, Krishna Dvaipayan Vyas we say, and third Krishna is son of Pritha, Kunti's son, Arjuna is Krishna, he is known as Krishna. And fourth Krishna is Brajapriyam, the lovely darling of Braja is Krishna. So in this way, Narayanad Udbhutoyam Varnakrama, the syllables came out of Lord Narayana, and Tatradhu Chaturdasha Sarveshwara, and then 14 of those, and in our alphabet, if you still remember the alphabet in our Sanskrit alphabets, then 14 of them is called Sarveshwaras. The Sarveshwara, they're the controller of everything. And without the first 14 of them are known as the vowels. And then without vowels, no consonant can go. So therefore they are the leaders, they are the controller. In this way, on each sutra there is Krishna's name mentioned. And then why this kind of Krishna's name is mentioned, that is also given in the explanation, because Krishna is like this. So therefore this name of Krishna is mentioned here. So in this way, the topic of creation is very big topic. And so Krishna's, the Virat Purusha's hands are called Kshatriyas. The arms are Kshatriyas. And so, and the Kshatriyas, as we know, the mostly the Kshatriyas are generous, religious, and mostly devotees, as we hear from Bhagavatam. And besides that, there are some kings who are not. There are some kings who are not religious, who are not pious, and who are not devotees. Therefore, in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada writes, Lord Krishna comes here to wipe out all the unwanted population, unwanted kings, and he wants to establish the religious king as a leader, like Yudhishthir Maharaj. So in the beginning of this creation, we can say the beginning of the humanity, we had one king, Vivaswan. You know about Vivaswan, right? Vivaswan got a child, and Vivaswan had a child, and then he made a big sacrifice. In Solar Dynasty, as we hear from Bhagavatam, in Solar Dynasty, people had, those kings always have difficulty to have their child. You know, of course, they wanted to have a qualified, very a wonderful child. So therefore, they always do some big yajna in order to achieve a wonderful child. As a devotee, we chant so many rounds. As Srila Prabhupada said, you chant 50 rounds and you will have a nice child. Right? You chant 50 rounds and you will have a wonderful child, Srila Prabhupada said. And on top of that, we do Garbhadhan Sanskar also. Garbhadhan Sanskar, looking at the good date and good times and pretty well organized things. And if he's done all nicely, then he'll have a wonderful child as a result. So in the Solar Dynasty, people have the Vivaswan, King Vivaswan has done nice fire sacrifice. And in that process, what happened is that the queen actually wanted a daughter. The queen wanted a daughter. And then she quietly went to the priest and she said, I want a daughter, you know. If I had a daughter, I'll give you lots of dakshina to you, you know, lots of gift to the priest. So priests are happy to have dakshina, you know, that's their dharma. Somehow they have to have dakshina. So they changed the mantra. They changed the mantra and they chanted something different. So as a result, the king has daughter, Krishna, you know. So big yajna was done to in order to achieve a child. The king, who can rule after the king, but then king is not happy. Having child is happiness, right? But then king is not happy because he has a daughter. So he went to Guru Vasishtha. He said, Guru Maharaj, it's not good. He said, what's not good? You have a child. That's good that I have a child, but it's not good that he said it's a daughter. I wanted a son. So, okay, you want a son, you will do another yajna. Why worry? No, I want this child to be son. I want this child to be son. I told this story many years ago when the school children were sitting here. They were enjoying it very much. So the Guru Vasishtha said, okay, so I will just make this child as son. He was a daughter. He was named Ila. But then it was transformed into a son. And so his name was Sudyumna. It's a long story goes on. Later on, king was so not so happy because his body was changing. Sometimes men, sometimes female, sometimes male. So, okay, forget it. I will do another yajna. So next time he did big yajna. So he got 10 sons, you know. 10 sons. Ikshvaku, Nrika, Sariyati, Raksha, Ruksha, Karushavan, and so on. You probably remember Rishabhadev had 100 sons, right? Rishabhadev had 100 sons. And how many of them became king? Uno? Okay. How many became Brahmins? Nine? Okay. How many became Karmakandis? Everybody. Okay. So only one became a king. So that's why he says in the sloka today, Prayasa Kshema Karmanam. Among the Kshatriyas, it is seen that many times they become Brahman, or they many times they become yogis, and many times they become Vaishyas also, Shudras also, and very rarely they become good king. So therefore, Prayasa Kshema Karmanam, almost always, if there is a Kshatriya. So among these 10 sons of Vivashvan, one was Prishadra. Prishadra took an occupation of taking care of cows. Of course, the guru, Vasishtha, said that you become the cowherd boy. Ikshvaku became the king, but then Prishadra became cowherd boy. So he was serving cows so nicely, so faithfully, so dedicatedly. One day what happened, the Prishadra, in his Gaushala, Gaushala used to be, because the big Gaushalas, they are mostly in the forest. They have the Gaushala, they can take certain service they could do in Gaushala, but then rest of the day they spend in the forest. I remember that because my father had so many cows also, like 75 cows. And one of my brother has to go some different place to take care of them. And one day I visited, and it was a big forest on one side, and then they have one Gaushala to milk the cows and so on, and feed them certain times of the day. And the rest of the day they are in the forest, and then at the end of the day they come back, like that. So one day, it was so cloudy and rainy, or some kind of a very strange day. Oh, it was night, actually. It was night. And it was, some way it was lightning also. At that time, the one lion attacked one cow. The cow was crying. And Prishadra was not sleeping. He would, it is said in Bhagavatam, he would stand in Virasana and then protect the cows with a sword in hand, just in case no enemies or no ferocious animal will come and attack. He was somewhere, maybe he was, the cow happened to be somewhere in distance. So when he heard a cow was crying, because the attack of the lion, he immediately went. But it was nighttime. It was nighttime, and there was light was not good enough. And then he went and he chopped the head of lion. He thought he chopped the head of a lion. But then, by mistake, it was a cow. So he chopped the head of a cow. And he was so sorry about it. And he went to the Guru Maharaj, Vasishtha. Vasishtha immediately, without thinking anything, you become Shudra, You kill a cow, become Shudra. Srila Prabhupada dies in the purport that Vasishtha should have thought that Prishadra didn't kill the cow knowingly. It was unknowingly, by mistake it happened. So he should have given some prayaschitta, some atonement, some way of atonement. But so, and then he says, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that Vasishtha was durmati, his intelligence was not correct at this time. So therefore Guru cursed him to be Shudra, but intelligent Prishadra, he was cursed. And he accepted the curse, and he immediately retired from this service. If he was not allowed to do it anymore. So he went out and he practiced such a yoga and fixed his mind upon the lotus feet of Krishna, so great, so fixed, that his curse was totally diminished. And then he became kind of yogi, and he traveled around the world. And in one place he saw the fire, and he entered the fire, and he gave up his body. In this way he went back to Godhead. And he didn't have to suffer the curse. So Krishna can change your fate. Krishna can change of fate. In general, it is said, karma gati tare nahi tare. Karma gati, the flow of reactions of your activities, nobody can interfere. But Krishna can do. As much, ye yathamam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajamyam. And if you totally fixed in Krishna, if you wholeheartedly worship in Krishna, with kaya namanasa vacha, with words, minds, and intelligence, and Krishna can totally change the destination of your karma and make you fix in, make you fit to go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. All right, thank you very much for listening. I'm not in topic, but I'm somewhere around there. So any questions on these topics? Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, over there.
It was a very interesting class, thank you. Please forgive my inability to remember like details, but when Indra kept interfering with the fire sacrifice, and he even disguised himself as a sannyasi, right? I read this, but I forget all the details, right? So then what happened was there were more fake sannyasis, right? Because he made that example. You must all be knowing what I'm talking about because you've read Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So in this class, we talked about someone, a king who wanted a boy. He got a girl, but then he went to his guru and said, make him into a boy. Make her into a boy, and then the body kept changing. And if you think, maybe I'm incorrect, but how when something like this happens, then there's copycats. You know, like when something happens like that, there's copycats. Like one person goes into a school and, I'm sorry, it's horrible, but they shoot somebody, then more people want to do it. And then you have this example where a king purposely made his child into a, what you call him? Transgender, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's happening more and more. And even King Prithu, he was come from, what's it called now? They want to take cells from one body and make it into another body. And you have that happening, right? Right, wasn't there one bad king? There was a bad Banner, right, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So I read these things, I have a whole thing. Yeah, so it made me think like that, that this is an example of how it happened and now it's continued to happen.
Yeah, so those things are happening based on the power of mantra. So in those days, the Brahmins are pure, and mantras are pure, and atmosphere is pure, and all the ingredients are pure. Therefore, those things would happen definitely with guarantee. So in this day, in Kali Yuga, you know, I do also fire sacrifice, but I'm not pure. My pronunciation is not pure. My activity is not pure. My lifestyle is not pure, and so everything goes down, and we can't guarantee anything. Anything that needs guarantee, I don't do that thing, you know. And okay, let me do a fire sacrifice. I want to have a child. No, I don't want to do that because I cannot guarantee. Unless you are prepared and you want to organize in such a way that everything is correct, and I can give you a date. I still get some kind of these kind of calls or emails from India. Please find a date for us. And it works. If they really follow the all the direction given, it works. And so we are not pure, and so we cannot do such kind of wonderful thing today. We do the fire sacrifice just as a formality. You know, it needs to be done, so we do. But in case where we had to give a guarantee, okay, you become rich, or you will have a son, or these kind of guaranteed things, we don't really do because it's not guaranteed. And so, the many times we hear that Brahmins are fallen. Radha Govinda Maharaj one time he said we all are fallen. Not that only Brahmins are fallen; they are not doing their job. What about Kshatriyas? They also fall. Of course, our Temple President Mother Mukhya is very, very, very powerful. She's very fixed up. You know, she's very dedicated to Prabhupada's service, and she's very much very, very powerful Kshatriya, Kshatrani, and to manage this temple for so many years. But otherwise, Kshatriyas, they're also, you know, more or less, they're fallen. And Vaishyas, who is exactly doing their dharma according to Bhagavad Gita? None of us are doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. So we are all fallen. Therefore, you are fallen, I am fallen, and everybody is fallen. So we compromise ourselves and we do what we're supposed to do. You are fallen, you still do temple, make some management. You are fallen, you still do some business. I am fallen, I still do some brahminical activities. It's fallen society, but still we do within fallen society. We still have to do some things according to our nature. So it's not that Brahmins are fallen. Brahmins are fallen, but at the same time, Kshatriyas are also fallen, and Vaishyas are also fallen. You know, so Shudras are even more fallen. So no complaint. It is the effect of Kali Yuga. So we, as much as possible, we try to try to be established in spiritual topics and Krishna topics. So that is only our hope. Hare Krishna. Pranagovinda Prabhu.
Yeah, from the material perspective, you can say everybody is fallen. But from the spiritual revelation, this is the best time in entire creation.
Of course.
In Satya Yuga, you could not get Krishna Prem by meditating for 100,000 years.
Yeah, so this is
Kali Sava Jayanti Arja Gunagga Sara Bhagina. Jatra Sankirtana Iva Sarvasartha Vilabhate. So how can we say we are fallen? We are the best time.
Yeah, as you said, in material calculation we are fallen. But at the same time, if you look at it, it's the golden age where Lord Chaitanya came and gave the love of Godhead freely, without consideration of caste and creed. So that is the golden age, and whoever is taking part in this Sankirtan Yagya is fortunate. So that's what you have to take. Hare Krishna. Ganga Narayan.
I wanted to make a comment on the question you asked, which I don't think was really answered. As far as transgender is concerned, how a lot of men are becoming like women at the present time, a lot of women are becoming like men.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, at the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma wanted to create progeny,
right,
to populate the universe. But his first creation was like a group of homosexuals who ran after Brahma.
Now this side, first creation is five layer of ignorance.
Yes.
First creation of Brahma.
Well, it may
five,
not
five
be
layer of ignorance. The yes. Second creation is four.
So, I'm told. Yeah.
Okay, so they.
So he had to give up his body at a certain point because he felt that that some type of contamination was there which caused that to happen. So, you know, whether it relates directly or indirectly to what's happening now in today's society, it could happen at any time. But, you know, we're in Kali Yuga, so, you know, the effects of Lord Chaitanya's movement haven't completely kicked in at this point. Let's just say there's a lot of negative forces pushing back God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. But we're hoping that at a certain point, Lord Chaitanya's movement will overcome all the negativity of Kali Yuga. And the golden age of Lord Chaitanya, which is supposed to last 10,000 years, will become prominent.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
That in the Silver Age is when actually Varnashram Dharma came into being, and that it wasn't that there was anything, like no one would think bad. At that point, it wasn't like, oh, Shudras, you know, they're most fallen. It was that everybody, the meaning of it, now please correct me if I'm a little bit off, but I remember the meaning is that this is how we develop our loving relationship with Krishna by understanding our propensity, right? And so originally, Varnashram Dharma was all like everybody has their position, everyone's respected. Right? Like even the gestures in Krishna's court, they were treated with love and respect. And those are Shudras. The musicians are Shudras, the dancers are Shudras, the artists are Shudras, the builders are Shudras. And still, so when I'm talking about this, like with children or trying to understand it myself, I have to come back to this is Kali Yuga. Everything is so distorted that now only do we see, you know, became more and more distorted that now we see this disrespect towards Shudras, but we all have our place in society. And actually, all of us are kind of mixed. You know, like, I don't know if we have any pure Kshatriyas who are not a little bit Shudra, our poor administrators who are not a little bit Shudra, our poor Shudras who are not a little bit administrators. It's a lot mixed up in this age of Kali Yuga. I guess maybe I'm not asking a question, but I was thinking about that a lot lately, that, wow, this Varnashram Dharma began in the Silver Age, and it had a really nice meaning and a nice understanding towards everybody and all the divisions.
Nice. So the Shudras, as we know, Shudras are seen as the lower class of society. It is not like that, because you know, these are the part of the society. As Brahman is a part of the society, as you know, you can compare. The Lord says the Brahmans are my head, my arms are Kshatriya, and like that, without legs, the body cannot move. So legs is the support, I mean, the main means to move around. And without head, you cannot speak. So like that, each part of the society is useful, is equally important for the whole society, for the whole the body of society. Therefore, none is inferior. Everyone is important. Either it is Brahmana or Shudra or Vaishya or Kshatriya, everyone is needed. Everyone has the equal utility in the society. So Brahmins cannot go and do what a Shudra Varga can do, and Shudra Varga cannot do what a Brahmin can do, or Kshatriya. Or, so like that, each Varga or each class is equally important to run the whole body of society. So in this way we have to see, not that like a caste or a Brahmins are topmost, nice, and Shudras are totally dumb in the trash can. It's not, that's the caste system people see in that way. But in the Deva Varnasrama we see that everybody is part of the whole society and everybody is equally important. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.